Erickson reinterpreted Freud's stages of psychosexual development with stages of psychosocial development. Each stage involves a particular psychosocial conflict or crisis centering around a specific issue. The Chinese word for conflict is made up of characters for danger and opportunity, and that's what conflict means for Erickson. Each stage has an interaction of opposites, a syntonic, harmonious element, and a dystonic, disruptive tendency. For example, trust and mistrust. Erickson believed that both are necessary for proper development, but ideally, the syntonic element wins out, and out of the crisis, a virtue emerges. Erickson makes two important points about the stages. One, they follow what he called an epigenetic principle, meaning, like an embryo, certain characteristics develop during a particular time or sensitive periods. And each part exists as a potential before its critical time, then emerges at its proper time, and also continues to develop during subsequent stages. So development at each stage has an effect on the others. And two, they are social. Each person develops within a particular society, and so aspects of the specific culture influence how a person resolves each stage.